Hey, what do you say? Hey, good morning. Good morning. Raider fans, how you doing? Raider fans, Rocket fans, yeah, that's right. We got a special for you today. Not only are we going to do a quick little recap here today of some of the events and activities throughout the rest of the week, and graduation is upon us, and a lot of schools graduated last night. Congratulations to all of the seniors who graduated over the weekend or over last night and in through this weekend and whatnot. And hopefully we'll get Jason Mosley on the phone. He's going to talk a little bit of softball. They unfortunately lost the other night and were knocked out of the section playoffs. So their season is officially over. Janet Smith is currently in Faribault. The team is up there. They are competing. They're hoping to advance from the sectionals into the state tournament. They're not sure if they'll take the whole team, but maybe, just maybe, Janet will grace us with her vocal presence anyhow. Maybe give us a call here a little bit later and give us an update as to how the track and field is going over in Faribault for the section finals today. I also am going to finally have a conversation with Ben Geiger, the hockey player for the Northfield Raiders, who was selected as one of 22 players in the country to be selected to the USA Under-17 hockey program. He was officially selected a couple weeks after the state high school tournament, went out to Michigan, competed for it, and was one of the 22 players in the country that were advancing to that. And we'll talk a little bit about more about that and how that all came about and pretty much, you know, how did he get there and how did he get selected? And maybe, you know, was he even thinking about that? Did he even think he was going to get selected on that deal or not? So that's all coming up. But then we're also going to talk to the head coach of the Randolph Rockets. And they are again going to state. They're going to be defending their 2A state title going into this year's contest. Not sure that they were thinking that they would be there, but here they are again. So they have been 7 times conference champions. They've appeared in, I don't know, four or five state championships in the last several years. And we'll be talking to Dennis Trom, the 11-year head coach, who has had great success over there, and they advance again to the state tournament. So that's all coming up here today as well, and we'll be talking about that to our friends up there in the Northeast from Randolph, Minnesota. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on, but hopefully we'll get Jason Mosley on the phone. Like I said, we'll definitely have some words from Ben Geiger and Dennis Trom, and then we'll see if we can get maybe Janet to call us up in just a little bit. But first, Liz Campbell is going to grace us with her presence this morning, and she's going to get us up to date on all the scores and highlights here on this week's Raider Scoreboard. Liz!
Hello and good morning, and welcome back to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Now that spring sports are getting into their postseason play, we are seeing less Raider sporting events this week, so we only have a few for you this morning. Our boys golf team teed off on Tuesday for their section tournament, getting first place overall and becoming section champions. This will actually be their first team appearance at state since 2018, all while beating the school record with a team score of 570. Elias Eckern golfed a 140 and got second place, and Miles Poole and Darren Stewart tied for fourth place, both golfing a 143. They will be competing at state at the Bunker Hills Golf Course on June 10th and 11th, so congrats to them. The girls' golf team had their sections split between 2 days this week, coming out of that first day on Tuesday in second place behind Owatonna. They finished up their section play on Thursday, solidifying that second place finish with a team score of 700, falling to Owatonna, who golfed a 682. Karina Johnson is the section champion after she placed first overall in the section, and Annika Johnson wasn't too far behind her in sixth place. They both qualified individually for the state meet, so congratulations to them. Our softball team continued their section play against Winona on Tuesday, losing 5-8 in the elimination bracket semifinals to end their season, despite outhitting Winona 12-9. Lindsay Erickson led the Raiders with 3 hits. The boys' baseball team played Cass and Manorville on Tuesday in their second round of sections, losing 2-4. They played again on Thursday against Byron in the quarterfinals of the elimination bracket, winning 9-1. Ryan Cahoon collected 3 hits in 3 at-bats for the Raiders, tripling in the 5th inning, doubling in the 1st inning, and singling in the 3rd inning. They have 2 games later today and have to win both of them to make finals next Wednesday, so good luck to them. Our girls' lacrosse team rounded off their season on Tuesday against Owatonna, losing 1-21 to the Huskies and ending their season. They ended up with a 1-13 record. The boys' lacrosse team played New Prague in their first round of sections on Wednesday, losing 2-14 against the Trojans. Bridger Riley and Landon Raleigh each had 1 goal for the Raiders. The girls' track and field team had their section preliminary meet on Thursday in Faribault, and they are currently in 2nd place to Stewartville. Sydney Livingston qualified for finals in the 100-meter hurdles and qualified for state in the long jump. Kate Hubers is going to finals in the 100-meter dash. Emily Beham going to finals in the 300-meter hurdles. Micaiah Patrika qualifying for finals in the 800-meter dash. Amber Mahal is the girls' section high jump champion, and she also qualified for state. And Elena French qualified for state in discus. They have finals today in Faribault, so good luck to them. The boys' track and field team had their prelims this past Thursday as well, and they are currently in 5th, heading into finals today. Highlights from Thursday include Devin Wagenbach qualifying for finals in the 110 and 300-meter hurdles, Savion Severson winning preliminaries in the 100-meter dash and qualifying for state, Louis Voss qualifying for finals in the 400-meter dash, Isaac Schleif going to finals in the 800-meter dash, and Stephen Feig winning boys pole vault and qualifying for state. They will round off their section competition later today in Faribault, so good luck to them as well. That's all for this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Keep tuning in for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Hi, this is Kirk Mullenbrook from Merchants Bank. On behalf of our entire Community Bank team, I'm proud to extend our sincere congratulations to all of this year's graduates from everyone at Merchants Bank. Wherever your dreams take you next, we wish you continued success.
Thank you very much, Liz. Appreciate you getting us up to date. What's going on the Raider scoreboard? And I'm going to try to reach out here to Jason and see if he's there. Jason Mosley, are you on the air today? Waiting on Jason. Can I hear you now? Can you hear me now? Well, I'm working on it as best I can, so I'm going to try to call that number again. We'll see if we can get Jason on the phone with us today. Jason Mosley is the head coach of the Northfield Raiders softball team, and they, of course, unfortunately lost their contest and their opportunity recently, so that's kind of a bummer. And I'm waiting to see if I can maybe get him on the air here. And we're going to try to get Jason on the phone for you as we continue to work with our program here. And I'm looking at my board, trying to see if it's something that, you know, I'm looking at it and going, what am I doing here? I'm doing this all wrong. We'll find out here in just a second. Jason, good morning. How are you? You good? Is Jason there? Can I speak with Jason, please? Okay. Well, we're having a little difficulty contacting Jason on the old telephone. So with that said, I will try to figure that out on the interim. Hopefully that doesn't ruin our entire program here this afternoon. But in the interim, how about why don't we talk to Ben Geiger? I think I was able to talk with Ben regarding his situation and his ability to join the under 17 group for the United States under 17 Hockey League, which only 22 players were selected this year, and he was one of them. So let's check in.
Welcome to the Raider Wrap. Ben Geiger, who some of you may recognize as a defensive player for the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team who went to state this past year. Also, they were the consolation champions. Ben, big part of that. What I never did get your feelings on that. How did it feel winning the consolation championship at the state high school tournament this past year?
You know, it was good. We had a rough first round, which kind of bummed us out. But, you know, stepping back from that, coming back the next day and winning two games, bringing some hardware home was good for us and our association.
Well, and then, you know, we're going along and we're wondering what's going to happen for next year and everything like that. And then all of a sudden we hear this announcement. Ben Geiger has been accepted to the United States development team, under 17 team. What was that all about? What is that?
So it's a under 17 team. It's from all around the, so it's 22 players, I think, from around the country. And so I went there, I tried out, I had a week of tryouts, and then from there I knew whether or not I made the team. So I go there in the Plymouth, Michigan for my junior and senior year. And then after that, we go off to play hockey elsewhere. And then that's what it is. It's just a development team. We play older kids, so we play like the USHL teams, college teams, and some NAL teams.
So that's the under 17 team. So in another year or so, you'll be older than 17, won't you?
Yep. So that would be the 18 team.
Okay. So it's just a combination. You keep kind of working. You got to keep kind of showing them that you belong there, right? I mean, you're continually trying out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
So how did you hear about that? Or how did you end up going there? Did they ask you to come? Did you sign up for this? Was this something that you had planned in your life that maybe you and your family or whatever had discussed and you said you wanted to try out, or did they come knocking on your door? How'd that work?
So about 2 years ago, I really just like learned about it. And then their head scout guy came and watched me a couple times this year. And then he invited me to their camp. And then there was 40 kids that got invited.
I understand I think there was like five or six or something like that from the state of Minnesota total. So out of the 22, so a majority of the kids have come from the state of Minnesota. Have you had a chance to, other than when you went to try out, have you had a chance to meet any of the other people that made the team?
Yep, I did. I played with a bunch of the Minnesota kids on my Blades team. And then when I went out there in Buffalo 2 years ago, I played with a bunch of the kids that are on the team.
So when you got done with the state tournament this year, is that when you went out and tried out, or did that happen at another time?
Yeah, it was the week after the state tournament I went out there.
Okay. So you knew you were going out there. You're just coming off a state tournament, so you're probably in pretty good shape. When you went out there, was there any special drills? Was there anything that they did? How did they test you? How do you think they came by their decision to bring you on that team?
I think it was just like your competitiveness. They put us through a lot, and they seen who would give up, and then they tried to push you to your limits and get you out of your comfort zone. And I think doing that, I think I've been pushed out of my comfort zone this year, and knowing how to handle that, I think I handled that pretty well.
Well, you must have done something right, because they must think you're competitive. You're very competitive. We always saw you on the ice. It was always fun watching you when you hit the ice. And we always saw like number two, okay, he's got the puck. All right, now what's going to happen? Anything could happen, which I thought that was really incredible that you were not only a defenseman, but you're an incredible offensive defenseman. So you like to score. You like to get down in front of the net. You like to assist down there as well. Is that something that you've just kind of developed along the years, or is that just something that maybe Coach Luckcraft kind of inspired you to do? How did you turn in from this defensive, you know, sit back in the defense to kind of this all-around attack defensive player?
Yeah, I think playing on the high school team my freshman year and getting used to the speed and the physicalness of that really helped me my sophomore year. And then Coach Lovecraft was like, Ben, we really want you to have the puck and make plays and help other kids out. And when you have a chance, rush the puck. And I think doing that helped me a lot. And then in practice, working on my offensive game helped me a lot too.
So now Jake, your older brother, right? He played hockey, did a nice job. Did he go on to play some more? Did you guys play against each other? I know you guys played together last year, and that was always a nice combination, the two Geiger brothers on the ice at the same time. That was a pretty cool deal too. But did Jake kind of help you along on this process, or is this just something that you wanted to kind of do upon yourself?
Yeah, he kind of pushed me through it. I didn't really know going into my sophomore year, like, what I was going to be. Was I going to be a defensive or offensive defenseman? And he really pushed me to be more offensive. And then he helped me along the way with, like, what to do and what to do in these situations. So he helped me a lot.
So have you had a chance? You heard, I believe, that Coach Lutcraft has retired as the coach. Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance at all to talk to Coach before he stepped down, or have you had a chance since his announcement?
No, not really.
Okay. So what is your thoughts regarding all of that? I mean, well, you're heading to Michigan, so yeah, I don't mean to dismiss it, but it's like, well, you're not even going to play for him next year. But what are your thoughts about Coach Lutcraft?
Yeah, I think he had a great career. He had the most wins in our association, and I understand what he's doing. He has two kids that are just starting to go up in hockey right now, so he's really busy with that. And having that, I think being away from the kids as much and not being able to see them kind of affects him a lot. So I understand where he's coming from.
So now you're going to go to Michigan. Have you been out there? Have you seen the facility? Is it going to be a dorm room? Are you living in the college atmosphere? How does that work with school, hockey, and everything? Have they told you that yet?
It'll be a billet family. So I'll go out there in the end of August, and I'll meet all my family and move in there. And then where my tryout was, it was actually at the rink. So I got to see all their locker rooms and their weight room and all that stuff.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
When you went out there, did you have the expectation? Did you have a bunch of nerves? Did you think going out there, hey, I got a shot at this? Or what was, going into it, what were you thinking?
I was thinking just do my best, have fun, and compete. And, if I do good, and I think I might make the team. And then if I don't, then it's just something to push for the next coming years. And then I was very nervous going into it. I didn't really know what to expect, but I was very nervous.
Did they have any drills or anything like that that you're like going, what are they talking about? What?
Yep, I did. Yeah.
So did they explain them to you at least, or did they just?
Once they explained them, I really understood what to do and what it was doing for me.
Very nice. So now with that said, so what is going and playing in this? Is are you playing hockey like year round then once you join that team, or how does that work?
So I'll go out there in the end of August, and then I'll start, I think, middle of September, and I'll go till April. So I'll play hockey all through that. And then school starts as soon as I get there and ends the middle of May. So it's just like a regular high school kind of, but you move out there and then you have your summers off where you go back to your hometowns.
Okay, so you will be back the following summer to hang out in Northfield and get to see your buddies again and all that good stuff.
Yep.
So do you know who you're going to be roommates? Oh, you said it's a billet family. So have you met that family yet?
Nope, I have not.
Have you been introduced to them at all?
Nope.
So you have no clue who you're going to be hanging out with?
Nope.
You don't know if they've got kids or family or where they're living or anything, huh? You find that out when you get there, huh?
Yep, they'll be living close to the rink. So that's really all I know.
That's what you... Very cool. So now going forward, how does this then help you as far as your overall hockey, not only your career, but maybe your pursuits and stuff like this? Is this something that you are thinking about? Would you like to get into the AHL? Would you like to get into the NHL? Would you like to be a professional hockey player?
Yeah, I would love to be a professional hockey player. And then being in this program, they've produced some of the best NHL players in the world, and I think they know how to develop young kids at a young age, and having their resources that they have really helps them do that.
How does mom and dad, how are they feeling?
I think they're doing okay. I don't know if they've really thought about that I'm moving away next year, but I think they'll handle it okay.
Is mom and dad, are they like taking you out to dinner all the time and trying to spend as much family time as possible? They say, hey, Ben, come with us, go shopping with us.
Yeah, like, no, not really.
They'll be
doing that soon. Yeah,
they'll just let Ben be Ben. That's good. So, So how are the studies here this spring? You're on the golf team. Everything's going okay. And how are studies going? Are the kids? So now that you're still here, but you haven't left yet, are all your classmates and everything? Are they swooning all over you? Are you like, you know, the big kahuna in school? Or how's that all working out?
Not really. I think I'm pretty humble about all this. I don't really say a lot about it. I think the kids are very happy for me, and they understand why I'm moving away, and they're very happy for me. Some of them they're bummed that I won't be able to play with them next year, but they understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely, I'm glad that they understand. It is kind of a bummer because, you know, we were pretty excited this year when you were on the ice as a sophomore. We thought, my God, we got a couple more years with this guy. And just the whole thought of you on the ice and the accomplishments that you had this year and calling all your games and being able to be at the state tournament, watch you perform. And then to hear that, it was like, well, yeah, I'm really super happy. But at the same time, we're kind of bummed out that the Northfield Raiders, unfortunately, will be losing an outstanding player on their team, but we absolutely understand, and we wish you the best of luck, Ben. This is exciting news.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I'm going to, you know, it was a pleasure talking with you. I hope everything goes well with you. Feel free to check in with us from time to time, whether you can or not, like next fall when you get into it a little bit. If you're a little bit homesick and you want to talk to somebody, just give KYMN a call, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll have a conversation, and we'll see how things are going. Does that sound like a fair deal?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, Ben, good luck to you, and we wish you the very, very best for not only the U.S. hockey, but just everything in general. So good luck.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Ben Geiger. He's on his way to the under-17 United States development team starting in the fall of next year. Congratulations, just an outstanding year this year, and we wish him and, of course, the entire Northfield Raiders hockey team the best of luck into the 2025-2026 season. Hi, Ben.
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. You tend to hear a lot about our developments at Johnson Ryland, but you might be curious to know that a good one-third of our builds each year are off-site. We can build on your lot or help you find the ideal acreage lot, lakeshore, riverfront, or golf course location for your ideal next home. We start with site planning and then go to design and guide you through the whole process. If you can dream it, we can build it. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize in transforming homes to meet your needs, whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space. We're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
It's time to tackle your next business milestone, and no matter how big or small, Merchants Bank can get you there. Since 1875, they've helped businesses adapt, grow, and thrive. Today, their full-size suite of commercial services offers solutions for businesses of any size. So you benefit from working with a community bank while taking advantage of their specialized expertise in treasury management, equipment finance, and wealth. Find out why they're the financial partner you need. Merchants Bank, fulfilling dreams since 1875. Subject to approval.
The City of Northfield's Native Plant Rebate Program offers homeowners a rebate up to $75 for purchasing native plants. Native plants help reduce water runoff, improve water quality, and provide essential habitats for pollinators and wildlife. Receiving your rebate is easy. Learn more and apply today at northfieldmn.gov/rebates.
Hi, I'm Logan Wells. Join me weekdays on air and online for local news right here on your locally owned radio station, KYMN Northfield.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Hopefully on the phone, literally, I have my coach, head coach, Jason Mosley. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're having a little difficulty here in the studio, so we're doing a flashback to the days of radio before I even got on the air. But we're going to try to make it through here and see how it sounds. And we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the softball team. You guys had a kind of a rainy week, kind of a goofy week, and then you kind of dropped one, I think, on Tuesday, and you had a playoff yesterday, I believe it was. How did we fare in that event?
Yeah, the weather has been very challenging the last couple of weeks, to say the least, and we got our games in, and then on, last week we went down and ended up losing a tough, hard battle against Winona to end our season.
What do you think about Winona's chances going forward then? Are they that much of a decisive ball club, or was it just some technical things on your end, or... How do you figure that?
They're a solid program. They're well coached. They're good athletes, and it was a good battle, and we came up a little short. And that was on Tuesday of last week, because then on Thursday Winona went down and played Byron, and Byron had the hot hand during the section run, and they won that game. So Byron won our section and are going on to state, but. You know, the kids, we gave it our best effort against Winona, and sometimes we just fall a little short, but I'm very proud of the effort that we put in and all that.
When you look at what class are you guys in now? Because it's always based on, I believe, tuition or how many students and stuff like that. So where are you guys? Are you guys competing in 2A, 3A?
We're competing in 3A.
Okay. So for now, I mean, obviously the season's kind of over for your team right now. And is there anything is there like a summer league that these gals can play in to maybe improve on some of their just overall abilities, or what is that is kind of done till next year?
Nope. A lot of them go on and play for different clubs. I know we have a local association here in town that some play for. Some go to some of the southern suburbs and play with different clubs and stuff, and getting into play all summer long. A lot of them play all summer long, and some of them play in the fall and winter. It's the season, just like any other sport, with all the clubs that they offer, the season really never ends.
So what does the coach do in the interim? Does he just kick his feet up and hang out and enjoy the summer?
I wish that was the case, but no, I get to run around and watch my other two daughters that play summer ball. I get to that's where I'm headed today, is to my youngest one that's an eighth grader. Her association team is playing in a tournament in Farmington, and I get to be a parent. I finally get to sit in the chair and watch some good softball and enjoy, and not have to worry about all the little details, and just get to be a parent. And then, then I get the privilege of coaching a different club team this summer. And we start that season in the next week in St. Peter in a tournament. And we have some girls from all around southern Minnesota that I get to work with. So yeah, there's really never a down moment.
Any of the Northfield gals get to play in that league with you?
Yep. Oh yeah, a lot of we have pretty much the majority of our program is in one club or another. Particular on mine is Grayson, but otherwise with the other Cannon Valley, we have a lot of our varsity. We have the Sting represented from some of our varsity. We have a lot of our girls go to really quality programs that help them. Help them in their skills and everything. And us as a high school program really, really reap the benefits of that, because these girls really put a lot of time and effort in with their clubs. Because in a club season, they almost get double the amount of games that we do in high school. Because in high school, you get 20 events during the regular season, and then it's a double elimination tournament. So you can play a minimum of 20, 22 games, or a max of like 27, 28 games. But when you go to associations and stuff, you're playing anywhere between 50 and 60 games during the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, so they get a lot of reps, and it really, and we as a high school coach, I really get to reap the benefits of those kids honing in their skills and their traits throughout the year.
A lot of things could happen in in a year's time.
Oh yeah,
people can develop. You know, they can become faster, stronger, etc. But as you look already ahead, are you looking ahead at all? What are you looking at for the 26th season?
26th season should be good. I'm not going to lie. I'm still a little thinking about this season because we had a great run. I mean, we had the regular season of 17-3, second in the conference to Mankato East, which is one of the best in 3A, has been for a couple years, and we went 2-2 in the tournament. So my first year of head coaching, and with these athletes, we had the injury bug hit us hard this year. Everything that the team faced them. I'm still like taking in what an amazing season this was, but moving forward, I mean, we should be really, to be honest with you, we should be really solid. We're not losing, we're losing some great seniors that had provided leadership and great offense and stuff, so it'll be hard to replace. But the good news is our main pitching and things, we're only losing one pitcher. And things, so we got two of the three that we played a lot coming back, which is huge. So getting, like you said, they get another year under their belt, maturing and growing, and they've lived a lot of stuff the last year. So when they run into those scenarios next year, they've already lived it. So we can reap the benefits of that. So you know, next season should be really solid as well.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, Coach. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine today, and enjoy the softball. And unfortunately, season's over this year for the Raiders, but there's always next year.
There is, and I appreciate you reaching out, and thank you for everything, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day and get some time outside to enjoy the weekend as well.
Alrighty. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That is, of course, head coach of the Northfield Raiders softball team. It is Jason Mosley. Thank you, Jason, for joining us this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if we can get maybe Janet Smith back on the phone here. She called just a second ago while we're there, and we'll see if I can get Janet back on the phone and see what she's going on over there at the sectional tournaments in Faribault. Hold on.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank and Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Head coach of the Northfield Raiders, Janet Smith, joins me. Janet, good morning. You're in Faribault. It's about 10:35, and the sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. What's going on in Faribault today?
Yeah, we are live at our Section 1AA meet. We're just getting warm-ups happening for the field events. They start at 11, and then the running events today start at 12:30. We're very excited.
Awesome. So we had a couple of people advance on, was it Thursday?
Yeah, I was bragging to everybody at school yesterday that we're 4-for-4 because the only four finals we had on Thursday, we sent four girls to state. So we started off with the high jump. Amber Mahal was first place in the high jump and is going to state. And then Sydney Livingston in the long jump made a distance standard. So I think she took fifth, and she is going to state in the long jump. And then after that, the discus went well, and Elena French is going with the standard in the discus. And then on the track, the only final we had was the 3200, the 2 mile, and Anna Forbord took second in that. So we had an amazing first day of prelims. Everybody made it through that we thought we're going to make it through to finals, and here we are today.
What is going on with Anna Forbord? She is coming on. Seriously, you know, she was in the studio a few weeks ago, talked about, you know, hey, I'm just going to go out there and, you know, do the best I can. And, you know, it's my senior year, but I, you know, I'm going to try, but I'm a captain, but I'm not really, you know, I'm not a standout. I'm not really, you know, and now
she's very humble. She's very humble. She's been seated second in the section all season in the 2 mile. And there was one girl that could give her a little bit of a run for her money, but Anna wasn't letting any of that happen. She was about, after the first two laps, she was like 20 meters ahead, and then she just kept putting the pedal to the metal, and then she was 30 meters ahead. I think she finished 30 or 40, 50 meters ahead of her by the end. So it was a really fun race, and she got out there and competed and wasn't letting anybody get her.
Well, I know you're on the bus from 8:30 this morning, and you're going to be there all day. So it's a long day. How do you guys keep your, how do you keep your spirits up? How do you keep your nourishment up? How do you keep going? I mean, all these events in and out and in, there's got to be a lot of downtime.
There is. The kids, some of them bring like lounge chairs or different things to keep themselves busy. We've set up two tents with like sides to keep the shade. And we bring a lot of snacks, Gatorades, waters. We get parent donations at the beginning of the season. So we kind of went into our little pantry this morning and stocked up for the day. And we kind of let the kids go out and cheer and then go back in the shade, and they got to take care of themselves and know that it's a long haul, but it's a fun one. So
what did the coaches do to, like, I mean, there's not, I mean, what other coaching can you do? Reality, the reality is it's happening. You have to, you as an athlete, you have to go do your thing. And
correct.
There's not much more that you or the rest of the coaches can really do, is there?
Yeah. Our favorite saying at the end of the season is the hay's in the barn. And all the work and preparations have been laid. And the other thing at sections is that the coaches can't even be on the infield. And so once the kids go in and they've been warming up and they do their first call, second call and all that, we don't even get to talk to them anymore. And so I go on the visitor side bleachers and I scream my head off at everybody. And I don't even know if they can hear me, but I'm trying to do my part as a coach to get them motivated during the races. And that's about it. I mean, we can be there for them, and that's it.
So are the events running already? Or, I mean, you got on the bus this morning, so you're there. You had to do a little warm-up. Have you started the events yet?
No. So there was a coaches meeting at 10, and then we had to, you know, anybody who had to do scratches or things like that, if they're athletes out of the meet, they had to tell the meet official that. We had to go through the rules for the day and who's doing exchange zones and all that good stuff. And then, like I said, the field events are warming up right now. They're going to start at 11, and then running events don't start until 12:30. So that's when the 4x8 kicks off.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a long wait from 8:30 this morning on the bus and then getting ready. And then it's, oh my goodness, you know, that's a lot of time in between.
Yeah, we actually have quite a few girls, and I know guys too, where they sign a, you know, the waiver form and have their parents bring them a little later because it is such a long day, especially someone who's not running till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
We let them sleep in a little more and their parents are bringing them. But we did talk to the girls team, especially about like, hey, this is a team effort. We do want you here as much as possible, and we want you to stay till the end of the day, even though there's lots of grad parties and things, because hopefully, if all goes well, we'll be taking home some hardware and be standing on the podium as a team here at the end of the day, too.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome to hear. If we could send the whole team back again, that would be really cool.
Yeah, we don't necessarily go as a team to state, but we could still win the section and send as many individuals as we can. So that's what we're hoping for. We're in second after the first day. We're, I think, 3 or 4 points behind Stewartville. And we actually earned a couple extra points we weren't hoping for on Thursday, and they lost a couple points they thought they were going to get. So we're actually, even though we're in second, we're sitting better than predicted going into today's finals.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate your time as always. I thank you for the call. And next week is when does the state actually run?
Yeah, so at STMA, they actually had a festival of some kind. Their community had booked about 5 years ago in advance. And so we can't go next weekend like we always do. And so state isn't until the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June. It's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of June. So we are going to have to hang on to our motivation and amp up a little bit of workouts this week to then do kind of another little mini taper going into state. So we'll have a while. If you want to talk to us again next weekend, I bet I'd be able to get some captains and state qualifiers on.
Well, you're lovely, entertaining too, you know.
Oh, I know. I can talk today. I don't have my voice isn't gone. I'm not sick. So
you're not sick today. So okay. So but a lot of the kids graduated, right? So
yeah,
there's
so tomorrow's
no school.
Tomorrow's graduation, and next Friday is the end of school for everybody. So we literally will be practicing after school, and summer's starting.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if they actually finished the school like on Monday or Tuesday, but you say they go all through the week?
Yeah, we go through the finals for the high school are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So okay. We have a half day on Friday, and then everybody's done for the summer, except for the track state kids.
Right.
We're going to be still kicking.
But however, there is school next week, so it allows for the kids to stay a little bit more focused, so they're not completely just, you know, walking around all day long until track practice. So that's got to be kind of a help as well.
Correct.
All right, Janet, thank you so much. Good luck at Faribault. Good luck to the team. Way to go, Anna. Thank you. And Enfield, Miss Enfield, how is she holding up? Where's she at this?
She's going to have a big day for us. She's going to run the 4x8, the mile, and the 4x4, and all those events are looking to puncher's ticket to state, and hopefully one of them, if not all of them. And then we got Micaiah Patrika. She's at a full schedule, too. She's running the mile, the 800, and the 4x4. We've got Emily Beham in the hurdles. Sid Livingston in the hurdles again. If I miss people, I'm sorry. Ani Godfrey and Kate Wiebe are looking strong in the pole vault today. Elena, again, in the shot put. Our relays are all looking really good. Possibilities to go to state in the 4x4 and the 4x8. So 4x1 has an outside chance as well. It's going to be a big, fun day. So I hope I have lots to report to you next week.
I am looking forward to hearing from you, Janet. Thank you so much for today. And use at least 30 weight motor oil or sunscreen throughout the day.
I will. Thank you very much. Talk soon.
See you. Bye. Head coach Janet Smith of the girls. Hayes in the barn. Sounds like my other friend Janet with the horses running everywhere. So we got to keep those horses from getting too lathered up today, though, because the temperature is going to be nice. It's going to be sunshine. It's going to be mild conditions. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day again today. We're going to take another quick break. We'll come back. Hopefully, we're going to talk to Dennis Trom. He's the head coach of the Randolph Rockets. Yeah, our friends to the north and the east here that are in the 2A state competition again for the, second, third, fourth year in a row, something like that. I don't know. We'll find out from Dennis coming up in just a minute. You're listening to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, the one and AM 1080. KYMN.
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have, all with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrating. With two convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best
Dennis.
Year ever.
Looking for your next weekend escape? Discover Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Nestled between the Twin Cities and Rochester, Cannon Falls is your perfect getaway. Featuring scenic bike trails, tubing on the Cannon River, charming shops, and local wines and craft beer. Whether you're craving adventure or a peaceful retreat, it's all here. Come for the day or stay for the weekend. Cannon Falls, Minnesota's hidden gem. Plan your visit today at cannonfalls.org.
95.1. The One.
Well, it's a busy time indeed throughout the end of the season like this, especially when you got your track team going on, the softball team's going on, everyone's going on, and then our neighbors to the northeast up here, the Randolph Rockets, are just on fire again, and Dennis Trom is the head coach of the Randolph Rockets, and he joins me this morning. And Dennis, you're in your 11th year, and you've got, what, seven conference finals, four trips to state. Update me on what you've been doing.
We've been very successful. We had 12 conference championships in a row till this year. And then we've won seven section championships, and now we're in a couple of state championships with a couple of third place and a fifth place, and now we're shooting to get another state championship this year again.
So we know that the Cannon River runs into Billsby, which is right outside of Ren. Are you guys drinking the water over there? What's going on?
No, we just have a great program, great feeder program. A lot of kids play softball over here, baseball, softball's big at Randolph. We have a lot of great coaches, parents that step up. So it's a good feeder program, and when the kids get to me, it's just a matter of putting them in the right place, I guess.
Yeah, that's what you say, right? But you've been doing it now for 11 years. You took over for, it was Coach Silk, I believe it was. And he had coached for, what, 34 years or something like that? So how did you end up stepping in there?
Yeah, Coach Silk started the program in 1980. Very successful, had a great program. When my daughter was playing, I kind of hung around practices and stuff, and pretty soon he let me do a few things here and there, and then after, you know, I think I did it for 5 years, volunteer, 5-6 years, kind of the hitting coach, and then the position came open after he decided to resign, and I applied for it, and here I am today, 11 years later.
And, 12 conference titles and, like multiple trips to state. This year, my understanding was that maybe, I mean, the weight was on your shoulders because you had moved up to 2A last year, right? And you went to state and you were able to win last year. Congratulations, by the way. And so now this year you come back, maybe, I don't know, was there skepticism? Was there doubt? What was going on with when it comes to the Randolph Rockets as far as, like, pressure? And you talk about pressure being your motivation.
Well, that was our motto for this year is pressure is privilege. No, we were preseason favorites, you know, to win it all, number one. We had everybody back except for our all-state shortstop, Carly Kimmis, which was a big loss. But we got a lot of young kids that have stepped up, and they haven't been afraid of anything. They've been taking on all the challenges. We played a very, very good schedule this year, very competitive, and they haven't backed down on anybody, and the pressure hasn't gotten to them, really.
And you have, of course, your young pitcher was one of the fifth person ever to have 1,000 strikeouts, and then she's on her way to Division I.
Correct. Carter Raymond, been with me for the last 4 years. Well, actually, she's been on varsity for the last 5 years. She played third base on the state championship team as an eighth grader, and then took over the pitching role from our all-state pitcher, Morgan Oddie, her freshman year, and has been on fire ever since. And she's going to the U of M next year.
So did you let anyone else pitch this year so you have something next year? Well, what do you
We got some young kids coming up. No, I've been riding her pretty much the whole time. There's no reason to not ride her. She's been, since day one, as a ninth grader, she's been very good, gets better every year, and having a phenomenal year again.
A lot of times when people figure out, so last year is when she selected the U of M, or actually the U selected her, however you want to look at it. Sometimes a lot of athletes, once they sign that letter of intent to D1 and they've got their senior year ahead, they can have a let down kind of a year, but it does not sound like that was hers. It looks like she stepped up yet again.
That's not Carter Raymond. She's very competitive. Their family's very competitive in sports. Her sister, Charlie, is 4-time defending state wrestling champion at Simley. Her brother was a very good wrestler. Both her brothers were very good wrestlers. So that's not just in her makeup. She's when she gets out in that circle, it's games on, and it doesn't matter if she's up at the U.
Right, so all she knows is let's get out there and win. Let's go, team, go, right?
Yeah, that is exactly right. And she puts in the work. She really puts in the work. She didn't slack at all between her junior and senior year. She put in a lot of work to get even better than she was her junior year.
Awesome. So when does the Rockets play again?
Oh, we just had the seeding come out about an hour ago. We got the number one seed.
Wow.
We will play the number 8 seed on field 1 at Caswell Park in Mankato at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay, and then if they win?
If we win, we'd play the next day, Wednesday. We'd play, I believe it's at 4:30, and we'd play the winner of the number 4 seed, St. Cloud Cathedral and Spectrum.
Okay, and then there's something new this year, my understanding, is if you continue to advance.
So the championship games, so if we win both games, the championship games will be played at Jane Sage Fields at the University of Minnesota. All the championship games, A, AA, AAA, and 4A, will be played on Friday at the U of M.
Very, very good. So how are you guys feeling? Confident?
Feeling good, yeah. I was hoping we'd get the one seed. It's what we've had on our back for the last 2 years. You know, the big target on our back is the number one seed. So we can deal with it. The 8 teams in there are just, they're all fantastic teams, and you got to play your best. And I right now we're playing very good ball, so I'm pretty confident.
Awesome. Great game by Young Banks, left fielder, I believe, on, what was it, the other night? Came back, robbed a home run, scored a couple of runs, outstanding. You guys kind of held your own until the 6th inning and came out victorious to advance.
Yeah, that was a good game. Section 1AA has such so many good teams in it, and Caledonia is one of the best, I think one of the better teams in the state. We played them 3 times this year. We're fortunate to beat them 3 times, but they're a very good young team. And Ella was just on her game that night. She made not only the one catch against Fence, she made a couple other ones that were pretty good catches out there in left field, and then to step up when we needed it and hit the long ball out to left field, scoring the 3 runs, that was huge.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. I believe today there's a fundraiser going on over there in Randolph at the R Bar over there. They got a meat raffle. They got some raffles, some different things going on to help raise some money for the state trip to maybe, I'm not sure, maybe to get some nourishments and some different things that they can do for the girls while they're enjoying some time down there at the state. So thank you for your time. Best of luck for you. Go Rockets.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Dennis Trom is the head coach of the Randolph Rockets, and they are advancing yet again to state to defend their 2A state title. So we want to thank them for joining us here this morning. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And again, a little bit of difficulty here with regards to some of the equipment that's in the studio here today, but we're trying to make it work to the best of our knowledge. And so hopefully people are enjoying the program. And if you want to listen back to it and you're not really sure, but if you want to listen back and find out what's been going on with regards to the Raiders scoreboard, you can listen back and hear that at kymnradio.net. It's just go to radio, kymnradio.net, go to the programs, click on the Raider Wrap, click on today's date, and you'll be able to hear back all the great interviews with Jason Mosley, Janet Smith, along with Ben Geiger and Dennis Trom. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and this week I meet the Raider. Weston Sweeney is a distance track runner. He's at the sections today, and we'll go one-on-one as we meet the Raider coming up here in just a couple of minutes on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The one.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Graduation marks an important day in every student's life. It's the end of one chapter and the beginning of a new one. Everyone at Community Resource Bank would like to send a hearty congratulations on a job well done to the graduating class. Congrats, grads from Community Resource Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Rich Larson. You are listening to AM 1080 and FM 95.1 FM and streaming on kymnradio.net.
Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and today in the studio, we have distance track runner Weston Sweeney. Thanks for coming in, Wes.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Grant.
So the first question I have is, when did you start running, and what got you into the distance specifically?
I started running at the start of my sophomore year. I was trying to get in shape for basketball, and then as I progressed in running, I realized that I really enjoy this. And I decided that I wanted to keep on doing this, so I joined track and ran distance.
What's, like, the event you do most of the time?
In track?
Yes.
I mostly do the mile, mostly, but I have ran a lot of 4x8s, and I ran a couple 2 miles this year.
And what would be your best time for each one of those?
In the mile, my best time would be around 5:10, and then in the 800, I got 2:15, and then in the 2 mile, I got 11:30.
Which one of those is your favorite to run?
The mile is my favorite to run because it's like the perfect length of event, because the 2 mile just feels too long, and the 800 is a killer. It just really kills you, makes your legs dead, and that's the mile.
What's your like main strategy going into 1600 meter?
Usually I try to go out harder than my pace, and then I try to maintain that pace, because your body will slow down automatically. So if I try to maintain that pace, then I'll slow down, but I'll be on that pace again because I went out hard in the first lap. And then in the last lap, I'll just send it.
Is it easy to kind of zone out during a race and kind of lose focus?
In the longer races, yes, because I just get kind of caught up in the pain and like the lactic acid in my legs building up. But in the shorter races, no, I just focus on the time and going faster and beating people.
And whenever you do lose focus, how would you be able to reel that back in and get back on track?
Usually I start counting my steps. I have like a rhythm or something, and I start counting my breaths, my breathing. Yeah, that's probably the main thing I do. Or I just try to visualize myself being like beating people that are in front of me.
Before the race, do you have any rituals you like to do?
Not really. I mean, I take my ibuprofen. I drink a lot of water.
You also do cross country. How are those two similar, and how are those two different?
Cross country is a lot more. I think it's more fun because it's more of a team atmosphere, because everyone is running the same thing. Versus in track, you got the sprinters and the distance and the throwers and the jumpers. But cross country is more. I feel like the team is closer. In track, we go a lot faster, but we don't run as long. And in cross country, we go slower, but we run for longer distances.
Which do you prefer the most?
I think I prefer cross country because just how close that the team is. And I can see more improvement in my 5Ks versus like the mile, where the 5K is easier to drop time in because it is a longer event. And the mile is a shorter event, so it's harder to drop time.
What's your best time for the 5K?
My best time for the 5K is 18:30.
And what is your goal for the next season?
I haven't really set out like a perfect goal, but I want to get to like low 17s or possibly break 17.
You stated before that basketball was the main reason you started joining track. Is that still the reason you run track, or is there a different goal set in mind?
No, that's my goal set. My mindset now is I really enjoy running, so I really am trying to get faster, because basketball didn't really pan out the way I wanted to, and I don't like it as much as I used to. So now I'm running to keep me in shape and to keep me doing something, but I also very enjoy running.
What's your favorite part of running that isn't like running itself?
Seeing myself improve every day and seeing my times drop is just such a good feeling. And also hanging out with the team and being with my friends as we're enduring the same pain of running every day.
Could you walk me through a typical like practice or training day?
First, we arrive at the high school and we have time to like talk with our friends. And then usually either in the summer, it's like 8 a.m., but during school, it's 3 p.m. We have a meeting, and the coach tells us about what the plan is for today. And then normally we do our stretching and warming up for running, and then we go out for our run. Depending on if it's an easy run, we normally do We normally come back and do some post-run stuff like core, or maybe we lift. And then if it's a workout, we go for a warm-up. We do our workout. Maybe it's 400s or 800s or whatever. And then we come back, and then we usually the post-run on a workout is easier than on an easy run.
What's your favorite post-run thing to do?
That's a really good question, but my favorite post-run, I do like going in the weight room better than doing core, just because core just feels a little more difficult than going in the weight room does.
What is your favorite kind of workout to do on a hard day?
I think I like the 400s the best because we get to go, that's not running for too long. So when we do 800s, it feels like a while when we run them. In the 400s, they go by kind of quick, but we also have to go a little bit faster on the 400s and the 800s, which makes the workout go by faster.
So how do you deal with a hard day if it's like a really difficult hill workout or like a Farlek or something like that? How do you deal with a day like that?
I usually just keep my mindset on my goals and focus, try not to focus in on the pain and try to focus on the good that'll come from me working really hard.
And the group that you work with, is there a lot of distractions, or would you say they're pretty focused when it comes to running?
Most of the time I'm pretty focused. I do like that I can be pretty laid back with the guys that I run with, and I'm pretty close with them. We're pretty good friends. Yeah, I'd say they focus in on the right times, and they're laid back also at the right times.
What would you say is the most important thing to improve your time that's not practice or anything like that? Like, is it diet really important, sleep? What do you think?
I think that all diet, sleep, and recovery are all equally as important as training really hard training really hard on workout days. Because if you go hard every single day, even on the easy days, you'll never recover properly, and then you can fall off. And yeah, I've seen some pretty crazy people have downfalls because they've pushed themselves on every single day, even on the recovery days.
Moving on to your actual races, what has been your most memorable race in your career, whether it's track or cross country?
My most memorable race was probably running at Owatonna at Brooktree Golf Course this year, because I just had come off a big race where I had like a 40-second PR. I was running the varsity race that meet, and then I was supposed to place 7th for varsity, but I paced with our 6th guy, and I ended up beating him. And I had I had another like 40-second PR, and that's my current PR right now. And I was able, that was my goal from the start of the season, was to hit that time that I did at that meet.
And what do you credit you dropping so much time in those two races?
There's a lot of things that go into that. I would say my family has supported me a lot, and I am really proud of the hard work I put in through the season. I would probably credit most of that to just like, I would just say the hard work I put in is probably the credit I would give it to.
So you mentioned that you paced with the 6th man on that race in Owatonna. Do you think it was difficult, or did you have some sort of strategy that helped you through that?
So at the start, it felt difficult. The first mile, I didn't think I was going to keep up with him. But after the second mile, I was still with him, and I just started to go faster, and then I just never looked back.
Where are you looking in the lineup right now before your cross-country season starts?
I think I'm the 7th on the team right now, so I'm just on the cusp of varsity. I'm one of the pushers on varsity right now. I think that's where I'm at.
What meet are you the most excited for this season?
Definitely at the Owatonna course, because that's where the weather is really good and it's not too hot.
Which meet are you least looking forward to this season?
Definitely St. Olaf, because it's just so hot. It's like 90 degrees and it's so hilly, and it just feels horrible every year. Like every 5K feels horrible, but this one you multiply by 10 and that's how St. Olaf feels.
What has been your favorite meet for the track season?
Albert Lee regular season meet, because I ripped off 15 seconds in the mile, and that's what got me onto that mile split I just did, got me onto True Team and Conference in the section roster.
So what have you been doing for preparing for the section meet today?
For track right now, we're kind of tapering, and we have been taking it easy, so we've been only running for like 15 minutes, and then we've been doing some speed work.
What event are you running today?
I'm an alternate for the 4x8 right now, I was going to run the mile, but some seniors decided they wanted to run the mile.
So mentally, how are you preparing for being an alternate knowing you probably won't run?
Well, I think I'm the first guy up right now. So, and there's been some illness going around, so I've been pretty prepared to run. Yeah. The nice thing about being an alternate is that I don't really get the same pre-race nerves that I do when I am running, and I kind of hate those. But when I'm done, I'm glad that I ran.
How do you deal with those said pre-race nerves?
I usually don't deal with pre-race nerves. I just kind of think about my goals. I just think about the goals I set at hand, and then I try to push myself during the race.
Track meets are very long, I've noticed. What do you do in between your races when you're not racing?
I just cheer on the team and talk to my friends and be the support that they need and help out the team so we can get more points by helping boost people's confidence.
Have you dealt with any setbacks during your seasons, like injuries?
I've never had any like serious injury, but there was last track season I kind of had some issues with my feet and my calves where they were getting really like tight and sore, and I kind of had those problems consistently. I have to wear like insoles to help that, and they usually make me feel pretty good.
Has there been any moments during your track season where you maybe felt unmotivated?
Maybe a little bit. Going to practice every day for a week can sometimes be a little annoying, but then once I'm there, I'm glad I'm there. And it's fun to talk with the guys and the coaches, and I feel like we have a really tight bond with the team and the coaches for track.
What makes the track team so great? Like, how have you guys built that bond?
I think that we built this bond because the captains do a really good job of bringing the team together and bringing positive energy by having awards and just making everyone feel included. And that energy kind of spreads to the other teammates, and they see that the captains are doing good things, so they kind of want to be like the captains and be nice to the newer kids and just be nice to the kids that they don't know.
Do you consider yourself in a leadership role?
Well, I'm not a captain, but I would say that I am, since I'm an upperclassman, some of the younger kids possibly could look up to me, so I have to set a good example and be a kind soul to them.
During the track and cross-country season, do you think it gets difficult to balance social life and schoolwork with your running?
Yes, because during track, if I'm really focused and locked in on a race, I want to get good sleep and get good food in my system. And when my friends are all going out for ice cream at 10 o'clock at night, I really want to hang out with them. It's a little difficult sometimes.
What tradition do you like the most on the cross-country team?
I would say the 24-hour relay, because the 24-hour relay is this event we do the track where people sign up to run for 30-minute intervals, and we stay the night in the midfield of the track. And I really like that because basically there's a lot of fun and games that we do there. Like there's volleyball and there's spike ball and there's football.
How important do you believe that the traditions and bonding are during cross country and track?
I think that they are really important because I think it's essential to have a good team chemistry. I feel like that people feel more comfortable and more able to push themselves when they have people cheering them on and people who are just like them that enjoy their company.
Thank you for coming in, Weston, and good luck on your meet tomorrow. And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed a part of this interview live or you just want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. You're with Grant Selko on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1. The one.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
And that is the end of this week's program. We want to thank all of our guests here this morning. Jason Mosley from the girls softball team, Northfield Raiders softball team, who was able to join us via the telephone this morning, literally by the telephone. It was quite the scene here as we I can't even explain it. Oh, my goodness. Special guest, Janet Smith, the head coach of the girls track team, who are in Faribault competing today. So a lot of good things going on. They can't advance as a team, which I've kind of figured out today, but they've got a great chance to win the section title, which allows a lot of those players, a lot of those participants, a chance to go forward into the state tournament next week, and they have to take a break in between. So they're going to be kind of holding things off. They won't be competing next week. They'll be competing the following week after school is done and gone. So kind of an interesting situation with the girls track team. We'll see how the boys do as well. And a special thanks to Dennis Trom, head coach of the Randolph Rockets, who again advanced to defend their title of the Section 2A State Championship softball team. So a special thanks to them. And, of course, Liz Campbell with the Raider scoreboard at the beginning, and Grant Selko with Meet the Raider with young Mr. Weston Sweeney. If you want to hear back to it, you can go to kymnradio.net, click on the programs, click on Raider scoreboard, and Raider wrap, click on today's date, and hopefully it's all right there at your fingertips. That's what we're hoping anyhow. So again, special thanks to all of our friends. Thank you. Have a glorious day. Enjoy the beautiful day. It's going to be just nice. It's just going to be, you know, it's just going to be pleasant. It's going to be fantastic. So we had a little bit of rain over the week, so now we got some of the flowers blooming again. So it's the end of May. Tomorrow is the first week of June, so enjoy the summer, peeps. We'll try to be back next week. We'll see if we can wrap up some of the information, find out where everyone stands next week, and kind of play it by ear from there to see what kind of events might be available to the Raider Wrap. But until then, Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu until next week. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One.